For 14 years, SEIMA's Sydney International Women's Jazz Festival has advocated for and supported groundbreaking artistic innovation, diversity, and the leading women in jazz. The swinging grooves of the Sydney International Women's Jazz Festival are set to return from October 23rd to November 2nd. Featuring a range of artists domestically and from around the world, the festival has something for all jazz aficionados. The festival's general manager, Nick Pontikos, joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Shay. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Now tell us, Nick, why is the Sydney International Women's Jazz Festival such an important event?
Well, you can probably guess that in the title. First of all, it's jazz. That's an important kind of music. Second of all, and probably actually the first reason, is that the focus of this festival is female jazz performers and composers. So that's both Australian and international. We really have an incredible crop of female talented jazz players, performers in this country, and of course, internationally, of course, as well. So, yeah, we've been running this festival as well as many other gender equity programs over the last several decades. We have young women's jazz workshops, and we do quite a lot in the gender equity sphere. In fact, the program director of the festival, Jess Green, actually runs the gender equity in jazz program at the Sydney Conservatorium of Music. Sorry to hit you with all those facts.
Well, it's great that we have you guys showcasing such phenomenal female talent and giving a platform to women's voices. Now, this is an event not just confined to one specific venue. It's at multiple venues all over town. How important is it, do you think, to have this geographic spread?
Oh, critical for us. It's a horses for courses scenario, you know. Lots of different sizes of acts, lots of different types of audiences. Different artists perform better in different venues and kind of feel right in different spaces. So for us, we wanted to really present a range. We've got a range of artists. I mean, we have multiple Grammy Award winners, like Hiromi and Samira Joy. They're both performing at the City Recital Hall, which is obviously quite a hefty capacity venue. We have gigs at St. Stephen's Church in the city, Paddington Uniting Church in Paddington. So we sort of run the gamut of venues.
You've got a very exciting lineup, and you've mentioned some very exciting names just then. I don't want you to have to play favourites, but what are you looking forward to the most?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Impossible to play favourites. I'm looking forward to everything. But if you were to ask me, oh, you just did, I would probably say the hottest ticket for the festival would be Melanie Charles Trio. She's performing. She's a phenomenal singer. She's like the go-to singer for people like The Roots, SZA, who else is she? Gorillaz, like the people that she has in her address book. Kind of embarrassingly amazing. So she's herself an incredibly accomplished performer. She's recorded for labels as esteemed as Verve and also as kind of funky as K7. Her last record was actually a K7 collaboration with two other artists that had a really groovy sort of house bass to it. Otherwise, she's performed spiritual jazz epics. She's like an incredibly versatile performer, an amazing singer. And best yet, she's actually joined by Ella Haber, who's a fantastic up-and-coming folk jazz singer from Sydney. I think that's going to be a remarkable show. That's on Sunday the 26th at the basement, or the old basement. What's it not now? Mary's Underground. I should have known that. Mary's Underground. That's what it is.
That sounds phenomenal. Now, who are some Australian acts to look out for in the lineup?
Well, I mentioned Ella Haber. She's in the lineup. Kristen Barati, who's performing two gigs with Samira Joy. She's one of Australia's finest vocalists. She's been performing in Europe for years. We also have Emma Pask, Hedy Kate. These are pretty much the cream of the crop of female jazz vocalists in Australia at the moment. A couple of these artists are actually regularly performing in Europe, and they're multiple award winners. So I would recommend anyone who has any interest in, you know, jazz vocals to come and check those artists out. They're really incredible.
And how is the programming this year different from previous years?
That's a good question. Look, it varies. Often it varies based on the internationals that are swinging through town around that time or that we can sort of get out. So last year we had Jasmia Horn headlining our festival. She's an amazing singer. And this year we have Samara Joy and Hiromi, both, again, really, really well-established artists. Often it's availability. I think most festival directors will tell you that. Generally, we like to, and certainly Jess, our program director, was very focused on a mix, like a good mix of international quality artists, a good mix of Australian headliners, a really, really good mix of actually blending those two together as well. We've got a couple of bills where we have some really strong locals and internationals together, and those kinds of couplings are really kind of important as well for presenting really good shows for audiences.
Well, you've certainly got an incredible lineup for Sydney. That was Nick Pontikos. Thank you so much, Nick, for your time and for joining us in the studio, Nick, this morning. That was Nick Pontikos on 2SER Breakfast to tell us about Sydney International Women's Jazz Festival.